Welcome to another episode of All About PR. I'm your host, Arunjit Ratan. If you are tuning in for the first time, on this podcast, we speak to experts from the field of PR, media, and communication from across the world and bring you interesting conversations from it. Today, we will talk about the eternal PR triangle: client, agency, and media. This is a triangle that is often the point of almost all discussions in any PR meetup. We obsess, stress, and are almost possessed with trying to bring a suitable balance to this triangle. You know, an equilateral triangle is preferred, yet to manage this against a backdrop of an ever-changing PR landscape is not an easy feat. Much like the elusive Omega particle, this is rare and requires almost near-perfect conditions. And even if it is achieved, to stabilize it is another feat altogether. Yet, we try. Every single day. Today, we have with us Praveen Singh, the founder of Strategyverse Consulting, who will speak to us about this elusive triangle and help all three parties arrive at a common consensus of working together in a more cohesive manner and achieving the equilateral status. Praveen runs a successful communications agency that helps clients connect with their target audience by keeping things strategic yet simple. Armed with over 17 years of experience in journalism, COPCOM, and public relations, he leverages his diverse experience to identify challenges in communication with a very unique lens. So let's add him on. Hey, Praveen, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's start by going back to the very beginning. You have had a very diverse experience in communications. What got you into PR specifically?
Yeah, so I was a journalist for 7 years. And I wrote a lot of stories, broke a few, and made a little impact in policy modulation. But after 7 years, I thought that there has to be something more than just writing stories. Mm-hmm. Now, how can I be a holistic storyteller? I'm only doing part of it right now. I'm a courier, kind of a courier for taking the company stories to the target audience. I wanted to grow as a person, and I wanted to acquire new skill sets. And I thought at that moment, PR can give me that scope, that opportunity. And I'm not wrong. In last 10 years that I've been into PR, I've gained a lot personally. I have had the opportunity to work with marquee clients. And I think I have made a difference to their narrative building. That makes me a very satisfied person and a professional.
That's very interesting and impressive to know. Though I must say that a lot of journalists have accused PR guys of being exactly that. So, you know, getting into PR was, I'm sure, a very interesting experience for you. But getting into entrepreneurship must have been a whole different ballgame. Why did you decide to leave an agency and not join a corporate and versus, you know, starting your own agency?
So I wanted to do something of my own for a long time. Since 2018, I've been thinking about it, but never got the courage to start off into this line of business. One reason was that there was lack of resources at my end, so I could not take the plunge straight up. But then COVID came to the rescue in a way, although it was bad for many people and it destroyed business left, right, and center. It was an opportunity for me to offer or to make a difference in terms of how the narrative needs to be built. Mm-hmm. And when you are working for an agency, you are bound by rules that are not set by you, that is set by the entrepreneur that you are reporting to. There were various differences in how I looked at PR, how I looked at client servicing, how I looked at media relations, how I looked at storytelling. Entrepreneurship, I thought, would give me that opportunity to do my own things, say things the way I want. One more reason was that during COVID, because of the problems in the businesses that we had at that time, everyone had curtailed their budget. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think it was the opportunity to offer the right narrative building at a lower cost to them. That's the only way that they would give business to a newcomer. And that was the time period that I thought would be the right time for me to take the plunge.
Interesting. So we are glad to have you on our side. And I'm sure collectively we'll raise the standard of the industry much more. I'm curious to know, you know, what was your first client pitch like as an entrepreneur?
Since the time I decided to become an entrepreneur, I went on to LinkedIn and started posting about PR, how PR is practiced and how it should be practiced. Now, that gave me a lot of visibility among the target audience. I was targeting founders as well as corporate communication professionals. Client came to me rather than I going out and pitching to a client. Client came to me and asked, how much will you charge to offer the kind of things you are talking about to us? It was never a pitch. I only had to submit a proposal and get the business.
Brilliant. That's a splendid case study for PR for PR.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, when you started out as an entrepreneur, what was your biggest concern as an entrepreneur? Was it client? Was it media? Was it team? Which one of them had your biggest worries?
In the beginning, I thought, how would I get business? I'm an introvert. I can't go out and sell myself the way many professionals do. They are good at that. So they are doing that. I'm not good at that. So I wanted to explore other areas where I can sell myself. And LinkedIn became that platform. I could sell without being salesy. That was my biggest worry. How would I get clients? But I found a via media to get clients. Media and team have never been a problem. I'm a one-man company. Still, I don't have a team. I have not built any overheads. I have associates with whom I work based on needs. I am a strategic communication professional. I handle all the clients myself. I try to engage with media also myself. So our team has never been a worry. I know media inside out. I have many friends in media. I know what makes news. So media has also not been a worry for me.
That's interesting. Let's dial it back a bit. When you pitched your first story, when you jumped over to, you know, when you crossed over to the PR side, what was the media fraternity's reaction?
The feedback was given to me before I made a pitch. So everyone was surprised. You were doing so well. Why did you shift? And that to PR. Why not corporate communication? So I settled those questions separately. But coming back to your question, when I pitched, they were receptive to the idea. They already knew me. They understood where I'm coming from. And they understood that if I'm pitching something, it would make sense to them, to their readers as well. Because I'm not the person who would just give out some information just for the sake of it.
Okay.
I, in fact, thought about the story structure and everything. So they were receptive to it. And I did not have any problem. I still have not had any problem in pitching to media.
So I'm going to come back to this particular question at the end of the interview. But today we are talking about client, media, agency, the eternal triangle. And you have been at all ends viewing the other two. So I want to know from you, what has been your observation on the major changes in this triangle in the last decade?
Last decade is a too big a time period to really look back upon. But how things have panned out, how I have observed things happening in the industry is, people talk about media relations being the essential part of PR.
Right.
But it's not really so. The essential part is still the merit of the story.
Absolutely.
Right. And media relations matter when you have a story. Without having a story, no relationship would matter. For instance, my wife is a journalist, but she has not...
Triangle exists at home.
We have not... That's the impression, first impression that people talk of. But it's not that. My wife has not done any of my stories so far.
Okay.
Why? Because she covers a different sector. I've been working with a different set of clients. These are the aspects that we have to keep in mind. Do you know the right set of journalists? Do you have a clear idea in mind? What are you going to pitch? What story is there? Does it make sense to the reader of that publication? What is the style of writing of that journalist? What is the tone of voice of that journalist when he or she writes a story? We have to study all of that and then talk about relationship.
Correct. Right?
And if we do that, it will work better. Second point that I want to highlight is clients want to work with agencies that are honest, that are transparent. Nobody wants to work with an agency who would show tall promises, show the moons and the stars, but would not deliver anything. Many agencies take this short-term view wherein they make a lot of promises, but within 3 months, the reality comes to the fore. and they part ways at a bitter note, which is actually doing a disservice to the PR fraternity as a whole. Because as a fraternity, we have to create our own reputation. We can't ruin it just for the petty gain of 30,000, 40,000 rupees in retainer. So that's one of the essential points that is changing gradually. People are realizing it, realizing the value of being transparent and honest. And last point here I would mention is agencies have now, in last many years, have started finding a voice. They are talking about what PR is and how they practice PR rather than taking dictation from the client.
Absolutely. While when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that there were a lot of specific changes that you had noticed in this particular equation in the post-pandemic era. Would you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so you mentioned about client, media and agency triangle, the eternal triangle. I would like to look at it as a square, wherein the fourth stakeholder is the target audience. In my opinion, target audience form the main stakeholder for communication, because that's the end user of that communication. We have to keep their preferences, their requirements in mind at all points of time. To be really impactful, to deliver the results that clients need. And there is also a difference between needs and desires. Many clients talk about their desires that they want coverage in a tier one publication, whether or not they need it. Now, it's the duty of the PR agency to show them that this is what you need. Don't come to me with a desire. Let's keep the desire separate for some time. Let me show you what you need and let me achieve that for you. With your help, with your 100% involvement. And then we'll talk about the desire separately.
But let's get a little real here. In all cases, this is an ideal scenario. Every agency, what they solved in the business, would love to be working with a client where we want to work on what they need right now versus what they desire or what they want. But it's usually not that situation. And you know, you try and balance it out a bit to see if you can achieve an equation. But achieving that equation is most often the responsibility of the agency rather than the client. And usually it's skewed that way. And that's something that all of us struggle with. What would your advice be to professionals, PR professionals listening to this episode today who want to achieve that magic ratio, magic equation of balance?
Okay, so there will be an imbalance at all points of time because it's a heterogeneous market. All clients are different. All agencies have different capabilities. There can't be a homogeneous solution to this. But what I would say is PR folks need to start getting louder on what PR really means. It's not a magic bullet. It's not a magic wand. Magic will happen. The desire will become a reality. We have to tell this to the client upfront when we are pitching. But it doesn't happen in that fashion because we are always competing with the next agency. Clients are also... Yeah, and it becomes a crazy affair after a point when you are pitching against 10 other agencies. Then it becomes the game of whose promises are taller than the other and whose fees is lower than the other. So that's a losing proposition, I would say, for the industry. And like I mentioned earlier, for 30,000-40,000 rupees retainer, we should not ruin this PR's own reputation.
Absolutely. It has to be a collective effort, you know, with the entire ecosystem. And I think it's in our best interest to take it out of the shadows and put it out there, what PR can do for you, what does it mean. But typically, it is usually the agency that takes up the responsibility for doing it. And if they have a challenge, they're simply replaced at some point or the other with another face. What is your view on this? And can you share with us best practices for clients and media to maintain? While there are a lot of lists that tell an agency what they need to do to make this happen, and I'm sure a lot of it are pretty similar. One of the strongest points being, let's talk, let's put it out there. But all these diktats and all these lists are only for agencies. I think the client and the media are equally responsible for doing that. What would your advice be to the other two aspects in this case?
Clients need to be accommodative. Once they have chosen an agency, they have to look at the agency as a partner, as a team member, rather than a vendor. And that changes the whole equation, whole relationship with the agency. Then the client would also be at the same platform working with the agency and make the change happen, make it more impactful, the whole engagement. Right. Hands-off approach is not going to work. That's for the clients. And for the media, I would say media needs to be, and again, media is heterogeneous. There is no one homogeneous solution to this. But media can be, it's a difficult question and it has got me thinking. Media, how I have handled, how I have worked with media is, I have not run after many journalists at a time. I've only worked with a handful of journalists for a given client. That has given me the time and basically time to study them deeper and offering them the right set of information. When you run after many journalists, you can't research about all of them. And
yeah, so, but again, we are coming back to something that the agency needs to do. And this is something that every agency will do if they want to survive in the game in the long term. What is your advice for media to make sure that there is a balance in the equation? Because I believe they are equally responsible in making sure that a community deserves respect or commands respect. And being from the same ecosystem of communication, I'm sure there are some things that they can improve on that will help us gain a decent balance.
I have seen a lot of journalists treating PR folks pretty bad. At the end of the day, PR folks are doing a job. They are hired to tell a story. Although, no doubt, PR folks have to get better at it. But as a human being, they should be treated well. There is nothing personal in this. Media folks sometimes get very personal in lambasting the PR professionals. But they should not do that. This is my personal opinion. If you don't agree with the point of view, don't do that story. That's always your call.
Right.
But you can't be nasty with the PR folks at all. And these are very young professionals most of the time. And if you leave or you give them such a bad experience while they're trying to do their best at their job, it's a clear no-no, I think.
Absolutely. I think tolerance levels are very different from when we started out. I've met some of the most beautiful journalists at the start of my career. I'm very thankful for that as well. Before we get into the quick fire round, you have spent a lot of time in the industry now on all aspects, being in all roles. What is your definition of PR today?
So PR has always been seen as the art and science of storytelling.
Right.
While it remains that, the ways and means of doing that have changed.
Absolutely.
We now have to think about how to engage the target audience. And for that, we have to speak in their language. Otherwise, they are not going to talk to us at all or engage with our clients at all. We have to meet them at their level of understanding and then talk about their needs, talk about their desire, target audience desire, not the client desire, and try to fulfill those needs and those desires through our storytelling. That is something that has started happening now. But overall, PR still remains the art and science of storytelling.
Brilliant. That's nice to, you know, hear it in a very well articulated sentence. So let's get into the quick fire round. One prediction about the PR industry for 2022.
It's not a prediction, but a wish. I want to see PR industry get louder on what PR actually is and not take dictation from clients.
Wonderful. One communication practice that you want to see die out this year.
Making tall promises.
Absolutely, I agree. And one advice for journalists getting into the corporate communication profession or PR profession this year?
Leave your ego behind.
Okay. Parting shots for the PR industry.
Continue doing the good work all of you are doing. Just be more mindful of whom you are talking to. You're not talking to media. You're not talking to journalists. You have to talk to the target audience. And when you do that, you will make much more sense to the media.
Absolutely. That's a very, very interesting perspective that I think should change a lot of views to everybody who's listening to this podcast.
I'd be glad if that happens.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you taking out the time.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you. And the PR is very close to my heart and I want to see it improve as a profession. And let's see how it goes from here. But that's what I want.
Absolutely. If there are champions like you and me out here, then definitely we have a winning case on our hands.
Yes. And as I say, let's kill the fluff from PR together.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So that was Praveen Singh speaking to us about how to maintain an equal balance in the eternal relationship between client, agency and media, a triangle which he has happily converted into a square, and rightly so, between client, agency, media, and target audience. Before we wind up, I will take a moment to give a shout out to the good folks at PRPOI for making this happen. We will see you again in the next episode with another intriguing conversation from the world of communication and media. Stay tuned.